happy weekend.
I did.
Our biggest bet ever
is now officially behind us.
Yes. Thank God. Thank God. It was a good bet. It was a good. It could be a. You know, having been through it, having lived through it.
Don't tell me that you want to do it again next year.
I feel that that is a bet that is painful to pay off, but it's also a very good bet. And when something of significance comes up, don't be surprised if I'm over here saying the Murphy bet. You know, I'll bet you a Murphy.
You know? You know what? Next time, if there is there will be something.
Sure. It's got to be something big, though. It's got to be something big and drawn out over a long period of time.
The stakes will have to be a little higher, though.
Yeah.
Like maybe the 24 hours of Murphy instead of the 12 hours of Murphy.
I'm not.
Think about it. You know, it'll be a while before our next big bet.
I am not sure.
It's 1-877.
Not sure I could spend that much time away from my kids.
365-3636. Before we start the show, I got to call a damsel in distress.
All right?
We're on our way back from the beach where we spent the weekend.
Right.
The Redskins had a bye this week.
Call is being forwarded.
So I didn't have to work my other job on the weekend.
Number 10.
And I came back to come directly to work, and my wife came back in her car, and she told me she had a flat tire.
Oh, no.
Told me that she had a flat tire. Called friggin' AAA. Sat on the road for almost 2 hours.
Mm.
And no AAA showed up.
I mean, that's not you. That's not normal. That doesn't usually happen with AAA.
Hello? Hello, darling? Hello?
Hi, I'm not on my cell phone right now. Please.
Okay, and this is why I'm worried. I mean, I think everything's okay. Because every time I talk to my wife, and she's 2 hours away.
Right.
Every time I talk to her, I say, honey, you know, did AAA show up yet? And she said, no. And she said, oh, but some nice men dropped by. You know, guys came by and offered to help. I said, oh, Jesus. You know, lock the doors.
Yeah.
Don't talk to any guys that come up to the side of the car.
We live in that kind of world nowadays.
It's true. And she said, well, don't worry. I've got the dogs with me. Come on. The dogs, you know, we have a German Shepherd.
Right.
To be honest, he's like a Basset Hound mind in a German Shepherd body.
Somebody's pulling me out of your car and your dog's in the back seat.
And I think the last I had spoken to her, it was a member of Maryland's Finest.
Helping her, right?
Call is being forwarded.
Who had actually pulled up and was helping her change the tire. I guess the guy was doing it.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, cops normally don't do that.
I don't think they do. Is that normal for cops to do that?
Occasionally. Depends on the situation, what they're doing.
Not
is that her, Robin?
That is on one.
Is that her? On the hotline.
Hey, honey?
Yes?
Are you alive?
Yep.
You were not pillaged?
I'm still here. It's just being changed now.
Did the cop do it?
No. You know, my tire was so destroyed, we couldn't get it jacked up. I mean, it was sitting on the rim, and it was too low to get to jack up the car.
Mm.
And so he helped me a lot. That's Officer Eicher. He was so nice. But, you know, and then the man from AAA came up while we were trying to figure out a way to get the car jacked up. And AAA didn't call the tow truck until an hour after I had called them.
Well, listen, I tell you every time, we should cancel stupid AAA.
Canceled.
They are worthless.
Yeah. I know. Waited to make the call an hour after I've been sitting out here. And then they call, and the closest man this man is doing is very nice, but he was,
I do mobile. They're great. They saved me with a flat tire last week, as a matter of fact. Quickly.
AAA can go to hell.
Yeah.
My wife called, and then I called. I was pissed. I said, hey, listen.
About 10 different men, truckers, all sizes and shapes.
After what you just said, when we get done talking to Freedom Buzz, I want to ask you about it.
Okay.
Calling a service for a flat tire.
I called AAA.
Yeah,
Buzz.
I'm sorry.
My wife's in a big four-wheel drive thing.
Right.
It's very tough for her to change that tire.
My wife is a woman.
I had two flats and a dead battery at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, still, Buzz. Sugar Bill.
Still.
Right. I'm getting ready to get on the road.
All right. I'm glad you're okay. Love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So,
your Kansas father tell you how to change the tire?
I know how to change the tire.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't lift up the entire front end.
Sorry. She calls me and gets her. She's like,
My tire is all the way down, and the rim, I'm driving on the rim. Did it go out when she was at high speed?
Exploded.
Oh, I hate that. That's very, very dangerous when that happens.
So she's on the side of the road. She's like, call AAA. I said, listen, honey, I'll just drive up. She says, no, you'll never make it to work. You know, you're 2 hours away now. Take you two hours to get back here. So she calls AAA. I called her an hour later. She said, they're still not there. I called AAA myself. I said, listen, my wife is alone on the side of a road on Route 404. I said, she called an hour ago. They put you on, and they go, Yeah, I think we sent somebody out there.
That's terrible. I mean, that's really what they're. I mean, well, that's what they're all about. They should be able to take care of that.
They blow. Triple A can just blow me. Triple F, that's what they are. Triple F word. Okay, well, I'm glad. My my honey is okay.
Sounds like she's fine.
Yeah,
man.
Good. She was not pillaged by any...
That's tough when you're going at that...
tow truck drivers.
tow truck drivers. That is something that's never happened to me, and I hope it never does. The high-speed blow a tire, that's very... I hear it's very dangerous.
It is. All right, well, I'm glad she's okay. Now I can just concentrate on you and your tape.
Oh, my God.
You and your weekend of Murphy.
I will tell you that there was stress in the house. Friday night, we had a nice night. I went to see that movie, American Beauty, which
hey, was I right about that girl's nipples?
Yes.
And the areolas?
Yes.
Like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gigantic, brown, chocolatey.
Just incredible movie. I mean, really, really incredible. Mm-hmm. I think both Annette Bening and Kevin Spacey ought to get an Academy Award nomination.
I told you I hate Annette Bening.
Well, you just hate her on general principle, but you know she was good in this movie.
No, I don't think she was good.
You don't think
movie.
She was good in this movie? She was hysterical in this
Spacey
movie.
Buddy, though. Yes,
Spacey.
Fantastic. Spacely Sprockets, he was great, Kevin Spacey.
You know, he did that thing you were talking about, that controlled rage, which he does better than anybody else, and he is just, he's really just fun to watch. He's fun, I think almost any movie he's in, he's fun to watch, but this was his role. This is what, man, it was great. It's just a real thinking movie, too. I mean, all sorts of things. I mean, any movie, I love movies.
Yeah, did the end surprise you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great ending, right?
You know, and at least leaves the door open for your own analysis of, you know, what was going through his mind at the end. And it's just very, very cool. But, I mean,
what was going through his mind at the end was a bullet.
what went through his mind. And you're not spoiling the plot with that, too, because he says that right at the beginning.
The opening scene of the movie is, this is going to be I'm going to die in a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin Spacey announces that.
Outstanding. I mean, like no other movie I've ever seen, really. Oh. Different kind of techniques of directing and all that good stuff. It was really, really unique and makes you think. You know when you come out of a movie and everybody's just going, you can always tell a great movie because people walk out of it and they're either like in a state of shock and nobody's saying anything, or they're all emotional, or people are going bah, 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 and everybody was just talking because you can't wait to start discussing the movie. That's how good it was.
Excellent. Just excellent. You have not seen that one, Buzz.
I haven't. I saw Three Kings over the weekend.
Okay.
Listen, just want to let you know.
I got a couple of weekend things to tell you.
Very good.
We'll devote the whole rest of the show, you know, as long as it takes to do Dennis Murphy tapes.
Devote the entire show.
Well, you know, I understand that we're now on the third reel of tape, Mike.
Are we really?
So we've got a lot to listen to.
I really thought I, like, edited big chunks out. I mean, I stopped tape for, there were many periods of time where I would be sitting there just going, well, you'll hear it. I find the tape infinitely boring. This is just my opinion.
What did I tell you in the office?
I said, don't overanalyze.
You're not being objective.
I know.
Listen to the tape three times.
I know. I'm just telling you, you know, I mean, really, I picked him up and we start talking and I realized that I have very little to say to Dennis.
Let us hear that.
All right, very good.
Let us be the judges of that.
Absolutely.
Hold on, I got a AAA guy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here you go. Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, Mike. You suck.
No.
Yeah, AAA sucks.
First, let me ask you one quick question.
Yeah.
What area was she in, Maryland or Virginia?
Maryland.
She was in Maryland. If you don't mind, I'd like to give you a number off the air.
Oh, please.
If she's here in the Northern Virginia area, it'll bring me direct.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
He's not really AAA.
Yeah, and she's in Maryland, but that guy's in Virginia.
Right.
Right, listen, I got news for you. AAA has screwed us over in Virginia also.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had plenty of problems. Well, don't you remember a year ago when my wife had a flat tire.
Right.
And it was the night that Green Bay was playing Monday Night Football.
Oh, and she was like really close to your house.
She was like a mile away from home.
And you didn't want to go get her.
And I said, honey, the game's about to start. And she said, that's all right.
They didn't send anybody over, right?
I called AAA and we waited an hour and a half.
Right.
And finally, after making my wife sit for an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
I finally got up off my ass and turned the game off and went and changed the tire for her and brought her home.
Games are important.
Well, and so...
It was Green Bay, wasn't it?
Yes, and so is my wife.
Of course she is.
And that's just one of the many times AAA has let us down.
Absolutely.
Listen, this weekend, about my wife, I got to tell you, we had a fight on Saturday, a barn burner of a fight, that on Saturday I had two simple jobs. Get my son a haircut and go pick up some computer thing for her.
Okay.
So I said, no problem, handle them, got myself a haircut also. I won't even tell you what happened. We went to a hair cuttery up at a mall.
Mm-hmm.
And has this ever happened to you? I'm in a hair cuttery, and they've got about eight people cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this one broad that's cutting hair. She's the worst. I mean, I see
you mean
the
like the worst as far as doing the hair?
Yeah,
or?
I see the people. I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. You know, it's like you're playing a game of chance, wondering which one of these people is going to be your hair cutter.
Beware if she takes the shears, you know, the electric shears, and she starts just dabbing at the hair. That's when you know you got somebody who's not doing a good job.
I see a girl. We had to wait a half hour. Mm-hmm. I see a girl get up, and she gets out of the chair, and it's like, looks like somebody cut her hair with an egg beater. But then I think, you know what? I said to Bart, I said, oh boy, I hope I don't get that girl. And Bart says, no, that's a style. That's right, that's what the girl asked for.
Gen
so
X.
Then the next guy is a guy. Mm-hmm. Guy goes in, he comes out. I swear to God, his hair is loopy. It's like lopsided. Like
right.
One side, it's cut up higher than the other side.
It's like, is this kind of place where they're not using any water? You know, they just like you sit in the chair and they cut it and it's like all shaggy and
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, so of course, you know, it's our turn. She calls the name. I go up front and I go, hi. And she goes, yours will be, you know, Miss Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes around the corner and I said, hi, listen, no offense. I would probably rather have someone else cut my hair. And she said, okay, that's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes back to the attendant. She goes, the next name? And they go, the next name is Bart. And Bart stands up, and I go over to her. I say, listen, no offense.
She was that noticeably bad.
I said, that's my son. Mm-hmm. We're kind of a package deal, and I think we would rather just wait for the next person that opened up.
Right.
Well, this lady was terribly offended by this.
By the second rejection?
Yes, and then wanted to get into it with me a little bit. She said, well, why? Can I ask why? And I said, nothing, just personal, you know, just a personal thing. It's nothing, no affront against you.
You know, you can't help, when you reject them, you know, there's no other way. You know, they know you've been sitting there looking at their work. Your work is suspect.
And she said, have you been in this haircuttery before? And I said, no, come on, it's a haircuttery in a shopping mall.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of them are, right?
I said, no. You know, and that's my point.
Right.
Have you been in here before? No, all the people are interchangeable. She said, well, there are actually some people that request certain people to cut their hair. She said, do you have a favorite? And I said, yeah, how about that girl over there? She says, has she cut your hair before? I said, no. And she says, okay. I sit back down. Next thing you know, the manager comes out.
Oh, boy.
Hello, I'm Joe Haircuttery. Is there a problem? I said, no, there's not a problem
there
at all.
Problem here. This is not the best breakfast I've ever had.
I said, there's not a problem at all. He says, well, we understand. You know, Mrs. Jones was up to cut your hair and your son's hair. And I said, listen, frankly, I saw two haircuts come out, and I didn't think they were good haircuts. And, you know, meanwhile, I don't want to get into the whole thing with a guy like, you know, we're going to be on TV this week, and it's kind of important I have a good haircut.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Which, you know, begs the question, what am I doing in a haircuttery? It's really so important to me. But, you know, I said, my son has to get a haircut.
Sure.
So the guy says, fine. He says, okay, I'll just put your names back in, give you the next thing. Well, of course, the person I get is right next to Broomhilda.
Oh, no.
So we wait another 10 minutes, and the girl that cuts my hair, as you can see, I got a real nice haircut.
It looks like a very nice haircut.
Good. She did a great job. But I swear to God to you, the Broomhilda that I had turned down twice during my haircut, she bumps into the lady that's cutting my hair.
Ooh,
right,
oh, no.
Oh, excuse me. Hoping that, like, she's going to take the
you think she was doing it on purpose?
Oh, absolutely.
She was brushing you back, huh?
Absolutely.
Throwing you a high fastball.
Hoping that my stylist go inadvertently, like, give me a mohawk or something.
She really didn't like you.
Yeah, so screw her. Mm. I tipped the haircuttery lady $20.
There you go. Huh.
The haircut was $11.
Wow.
And I made a point of right in front of Broomhilda. I said, you know what? That's a fantastic haircut. Here you go. She said, oh. $20.
Did she say it out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And your son got a good haircut, too?
Yeah. Also, he also waited for
the lady.
The nice lady.
That's very nice.
It worked out fine.
You know, it's like not when you walk into those places, you're not under any obligation to, you know, to whoever.
Also, I forgot to tell you, the Broomhilda,
mm-hmm.
She said, when I was originally telling her that I didn't want her to cut my hair, as I was walking back towards her chair, she said, would you like a hair wash? And I said, no. Mm-hmm. And she said, and she reaches up, and she actually touches my hair. Now, keep in mind, I just got out of the shower an hour ago.
Right.
She goes, you sure about that? I said, yeah. I just took a shower an hour ago.
You don't like to get the shampoo when you go in there?
No, absolutely not. You know, no thank you.
You know, they give you certain places, some of the nicer places give you a shampoo that's an actual masseuse scalp massage.
And
which is the most incredible thing in the world.
Great.
It really is. I know you hate people touching your head.
I do. And then she said to me, did you put anything in your hair today? And I said, oh, just a little hairspray. She says, oh, so you want to junk up my combs? This is what the Broomhilda said to me. And that's when I said, you know what?
Oh, really?
Maybe, you know, if you don't mind, I'd rather wait for the girl over here. You know, and the whole time Barton's sitting in the chair, crossing his legs and crossing his arms. And I go back and I sit down. I go, Barney, no problem. We're going to wait for another. He says, Dad, you are embarrassing me. Why are you doing this? And why am I doing this?
Because you're crowded in there, too.
You know, on a Saturday,
sure,
yeah.
Everybody gets their haircut on
30-minute wait. So we get done with a haircut, and here's what my wife tells me to go. She says, go to Circuit City or CompUSA, Office Depot, whatever the store is. She says, here's what we need. We need, for Windows 98, we need the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, got it. I write it down.
Right.
I go in, big box, Windows 98 upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I buy it. We get in a car. We're driving home. She calls up. She goes, did you get your haircuts? Yes, we got haircuts. Did you get the Windows upgrade? Yes. How much was it? I said, $80. And she starts screaming at me. She says, you cannot handle the simplest task.
What I do.
The upgrade that I wanted cost $20. Now, let me give you a little background on this. When my wife was telling me what she wanted,
right?
My wife can't just write down, go to the store and ask for this.
Right.
I got to get the freaking detailed story where she says, okay, now here's why we need this.
You catch about 10% of the details.
She goes, Judy's computer has Windows 95.
Right.
That's my wife's sister. Mom's computer has Windows 98. We have to update Judy's computer, but we don't want to update it with Windows 2. We want to update it with Windows. And I'm like, I'm not even listening to this. Like, I'm going to go into the store and lay all this on some guy that's making $7 an hour.
So she wanted you to get the upgrade for Windows 95. You basically bought Windows 98, right?
Right. Okay. So then she says, you're an idiot. And she starts screaming at me. And I said, oh, go to hell. And I hang up the phone. I put the phone rings just in a second later. My son picks it up. My son says, yeah, Mom, yeah. Because my son, like most kids, knows tons more about computers than me. Next thing you know, my wife's yelling at my son. She's telling him that he's an idiot, too, that she can't send us out to get anything.
So now... So you step into that one.
We are parked on the side of the road, and I call her back, and I say, listen, I want to tell you something. We wrote down exactly what you wanted. On the box, it says Windows upgrade, Windows 95, Windows 98 upgrade. She said, that's not what I wanted. Go back and return it. I said, okay, I'll go back and return it. She says, and furthermore, here's exactly what I want. And then she gives me a long detailed, I want Windows 95 that upgrades from 2.0 to 3.0. All this
very complicated.
All this crap. So I go, okay, fine. I write it down, go back in the store. I hate returning stuff in stores. You got to wait in line.
Yeah, especially computer stores.
And they give you the big once-over, like, why are you returning this?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm returning it because, you know, because I'm a schmuck and I bought the wrong thing.
Now it's in the box. It's unopened.
Right. It's unopened. So they make the return. Then I go back to the guy and I say to the computer guy, okay, here's exactly what I need.
And they're useless.
And I've written this down. I say, I need Windows 95, Windows 98, upgrade to 3.0. You know what? I don't even know. Let me call my son, because he'll know exactly. Because I know.
He'll know the deal.
I know some computer guy will call us and tell us that I'm saying this wrong. But anyway, there's an end to this story. I'm getting to the end. Bear with me.
He knows computers.
Yeah, oh, he does.
Kids do. Yeah, they do nowadays.
And her wrath knew. Nobody was out of the way of her wrath on this
really?
Saturday. You know, next thing you know, she's just going off at him, and he hangs the phone up, and I said, hey. What do you think about that, huh? So that's what I deal with all the time for mom.
You don't see that, son.
Hello? I don't know where he is.
Was the guy in the computer store helpful at all?
Very helpful. Well, listen, the bottom line is, the guy in the computer store, he goes back into the back.
Oh, my son must be out playing.
That's Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm.
So no school today, right?
Right. A lot of people have the day off today.
Right. So the guy in the computer store goes back, he comes out and he says, this item that you're requesting, it's not available yet. He says, this upgrade is probably not going to be out until the fourth quarter of 99, or maybe till the first quarter of the year 2000.
Ooh, that's got to put a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was very happy. I said, really? So you're saying that this product that my wife has instructed me to buy, this product is not currently available? He says, yes. I said, so you're telling me that technically... I bought the product that was correct, since I bought the most advanced product that is currently available. He says, yes.
Do you know what my son and I did?
We went across the street to the other computer store. Just to double check.
Mm-hmm. Just to double check.
We go in. We go in. Same rundown with the guy. We go, this is what we need. The guy comes back and he goes, nope. Not available yet. And oh my God, did we enjoy that. We're skipping out of the store, running down the street to the car. We get to the car, and then we start fighting. I said, I want to tell mommy. He says, no, I want to tell mommy. I said, no. She yelled at me first.
Right.
Let me tell her first.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Phone rings. My wife's still hot.
Pick the phone.
Yes. That's how she answers the phone, right? Yes. I said, hey, honey, we returned the faulty program, and we went to two other places, and frankly, what you asked for, it doesn't exist. And then my son and I both just, we started laughing, just bawled out laughing at her.
Oh, no.
Just laughing.
This is Don and Mike.
Hello.
P.S. Website and I just took you out of the loop. It does exist.
Hold on. But did or did not two guys at two separate computer stores tell us it does not exist?
Well, how do I know what you're asking them for and what
only exactly what you had asked. Only exactly what you had asked for, especially after you yelled at us.
Yeah,
and not only me, incidentally.
I was a little bit slow on the topic. It was kind of aggravating. I expect that out of you, but Bart, you know, yeah. I mean, he's normally, I can talk to him.
Not only screaming at me.
They do make it. I found it on the web, and I ordered it, so don't need you anyway. Thanks anyway.
Not only screaming at me, screaming at my kid, too.
I didn't
like telling scream. Us, no, you were not hot on Saturday?
I was irritated. Yes, I didn't scream at you any more than I'm screaming at you now.
All right, well, I consider this screaming right now.
Well, then you're wrong.
And you're listen to some of the things that you said. You know.
Well, how
you don't.
Hard?
You don't listen. You never listen. I can't. I can't trust you with the
you
simplest
don't.
Job.
I told you that. Yeah, I asked you to get the Windows 98 Edition 1 upgrade to Edition 2, and then you got me a Windows 95.
Okay.
I never even said anything about Windows 95.
I will ask you the question now that I asked you on Saturday.
Yes.
How come you just couldn't write down what I needed? Why did I have to hear the story about your sister and your grandma and grandma? Because that's the other thing that she says. She says, if you would just have listened to the story.
Because right. I thought it would help you understand. I was wrong. I thought it would help you I thought it would be like I told you about what we needed with the plugs for the to make your TV work. We needed the female on one end and the male on the other end. And then you went there and it didn't work and you improvised so well.
Right. Handled it.
Because you
handled it.
Good. So I was thinking with the Windows, if you understood, it would help you to find what I was looking for.
Listen, I'm telling you that the guy at both Circuit City and CompUSA and Office Depot, all of them said the products you want has not been introduced to the marketplace.
You know
yet.
What? Go to Microsoft.com and you see it there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Goodbye, Boo.
But you did yell at us.
I was irritated with you, yes.
Yeah, and not only me, but your young, innocent son.
Yes, because you've influenced him. He was just as slow as you on Saturday.
I swear to God, there's nothing worse. You know, I finally said to him, why doesn't she just go buy it herself? I said, why does she do this to us? He said, I don't know,
because,
Jim.
Because, you know what, if you honestly try to be one thing, but since you don't listen, you roll your eyes when I'm telling you what I need.
Listen.
I'm trying to write it down
here's the thing.
Big letters with pictures.
You wrote it down. You got pissed off because I didn't listen to the part about your mom and your sister, which is irrelevant when I'm going into a computer store to buy you something.
No, it wasn't. It was explaining to you why I needed it.
I said, no, but I don't care. I don't care about the crap. Just write down what the product is.
Well,
you wrote it down. I went into the store, and they said they did not have it.
Yeah, after you bought the thing for $100, that was totally not even what I had discussed, and you had to
go back. It said on the box, Windows upgrade.
Windows upgrade. That's what I was trying to tell you.
And not to mention the fact that our computers just suck anyway, that they break all the time, that you can't print anything out on them, constantly losing power.
Well, that's being fixed today, and if I remember correctly, that is thanks to your recommendation of someone that I like very much and have total confidence in, but came from you.
Oh, okay. So that's my fault now that the computers are broken. And I would just like to, in my continuing effort to pass the buck, I would like to pass that to Mike.
Hello.
Who I know will pass that on to Buzz.
And I will not mention that individual's name at this juncture.
I said to him the other day, I said, why couldn't this happen to the O'Mara's computer? Why does this have to be our computers that have got this bug that we can't get rid of?
I think yours are more, I know you, Frieda, do a lot more stuff. You've got a, you know, you're using it for a lot more things than we are.
Oh, but Mike, I use the computer like a typewriter. I just use it for WordPerfect.
See, I get
just like
Manette
to do show
day.
Prep and stuff like that.
Do email, Manette, and all that stuff.
All I want to do is sit down.
Laura has actually just discovered it. She's seen packages. UPS guy practically living at my front door. Oh, what's this?
Blank screen, type, print.
Right.
That's all I want.
No, and bring me cigars.
Yes, and I order cigars over
and
the
net. And, you know, you just get on those web pages and chat about your cigars, which is really doofy. I mean, to see, you know, what the cool cigars are, you know, what all the cigar smokers think.
Yeah, I go on some cigar sites.
Yes, that's silly.
Well, you know, what would you rather have me do? Go on the porn sites?
Is that the choice?
Yes, those are your options.
That's the choice. You either have to get into, is it just regular porn or is it some kind of kinky porn? I mean, if I have to choose.
It's balloon fetishes.
Yeah, balloon
balloon fetish or cigars, I think I'd choose just for conversation, just for novelty, I'd choose the balloons.
Oh, please, come on. Leave me alone with that.
Because you could just pick them up at CVS. They're very cheap.
Leave me alone with that. I love you.
All right, I love you too. All goodbye, right, boo.
Goodbye. She's something.
Sounds like it's lingering a little bit from the weekend.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we were not wrong. My son and I, we were not wrong.
Well, a little male bonding there with both of you, you know, being on the receiving end.
Poor boy, though. I think that's the first time he's ever received, you know, the full force from mommy. You know, giving it to him like he was a regular guy. She gave it to him not like mother to son. She gave him the mother to husband.
She seems to be holding him to a slightly higher standard than she holds you.
Right. As a matter of fact, when she's yelling at him, that's one of the things she's saying, I expect this from your father.
I know.
But I don't expect this from you. He's like, Dad, she's really yelling at me.
Oh, man. Just like you. Very excited.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
I'm just curious, why the hell does she have to have this upgrade? How is her life going to improve?
Because, listen, I'm going to explain this to you. Because my wife is the world's great problem solver. That not only does she fix our computers up at home, but now she has to get her mother's computer fixed.
Right.
And she has to get her sister's computer fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't just tell them what to do. My wife, the great hands-on, has to do it herself.
Ah.
And that's why all of this is so imperative.
Oh, that's great. So she's doing charity work for all of her friends.
Yes.
Helping them all out at your expense.
Well, I believe that they pay for some of it. The money doesn't bother me. It's not the money that bothers me. It's the fact that, like, yesterday, you know how much I saw my wife yesterday? Well, of course, I was watching football all day. So it really doesn't matter.
Kind of a two-way street there. You were both in your own world.
But let me go back to Saturday.
Yes.
Which was my free day on the weekend.
Right.
I saw my wife for maybe 5 minutes on Saturday. Because all day Saturday, she was at my mother's house.
Doing computer stuff.
The two of them on this computer. They love it. They love it when they get a screen that says has performed an illegal operation and must be shut down. They love it. It's like, oh, look. You know, anybody else sees that and they go, oh, this damn computer's a piece of crap. No, not my mom, not my wife, and my mother-in-law.
They problem solve it.
Oh, look at we've not seen that screen before.
Let's do it. Let's dive in.
Let's call AOL. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I want to let you know that both Don, your wife, and you are right. The system is available, but only in Japan right now.
Well, then how did my wife get it off the net?
It's just listed there. It says it's available, but it's only in Japan right now.
Oh, wait a minute, but I mean, if she got it on the web, she can get it from Japan, right?
But that means I would have had to have driven to Japan to buy it for her this Saturday.
It means there is no way you could have gotten it in a retail outlet. Absolutely not.
Nope, not until it comes over.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
No problem.
Thank you very hard. Thank you, my friend.
You'd have to go all the way to Tokyo.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike. I didn't have time to do that.
That's right. How's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thanks.
Hey, got to let you know something. This weekend I was at a bookstore, Don, right? And I heard you talking recently about Jennifer Aniston. And how you'd want to see her boobs.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there's this new book that came out. You'd find it in the photography section of the bookstore. I don't know the exact name of it. It's physio something, like physiotomy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a photographer who takes pictures for like Rolling Stone magazine or something like that.
Yes.
There's a picture of her in there wearing, she's totally naked. She's standing to the side, but she's got like a see-through veil.
Does it say in the book? Does it say in the book that it's her?
Yes. There's picture credits in the back, but you can see it's her. You can look at the picture.
It could have been one of the pictures from her Rolling Stone session that was never in the magazine.
No, this one wasn't. Trust me, because you can see her boob. It's not.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Now that's somebody,
guys.
That is somebody working overtime to find Jennifer Aniston naked.
That's a helper. Thank you. Everybody's a helper today. I appreciate that.
Only one step further, you know, send them book.
Hello, this is Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I am another helper, buddy.
Yeah.
I am actually a computer guy, kind of like your wife,
uh-huh.
Although I, unlike your wife, do not have breasts.
Right.
Okay, fine. Anyway, I hate to tell you, thank you very much, I'll be here all week. I hate to tell you that both you and your wife are right, unfortunately.
The second guy that said that. And you know something? That is a computer nerd term, okay? Let me just say that both you and the missus are
correct.
Right.
Correct.
Let me tell you why you're right and she's right. We love that because it's very...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, since I called you on Friday to bust your chops about your Red Sox,
yes,
I got to call you today and give you some props.
Oh, well, that's good. I like that. You're a stand-up guy to do that. I appreciate that, but I really would maybe save that until the game is over tonight because,
he's
you know...
He's convinced they're going to lose tonight.
The Red Sox, there was before in the pregame yesterday, they quoted a Boston sports writer who said the only reason the Red Sox won today so they can break your heart tomorrow. And that's kind of like the attitude. But, you know, with that attitude, it doesn't change the fact that everybody still watches every game, you know, waits till the bitter end and waits to suffer. So I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, I'll expect it.
I know it doesn't mean much to you, but I'll tell you the honest truth.
Yes.
When we turned a game on this weekend,
right.
We rooted for the Red Sox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Good. I think
Saturday night, I got the feeling bad for you.
Right.
I thought, oh, you know, he's got Dennis coming over to his house. So I turned the game on about 5 o'clock Saturday.
I'm so glad. And let me tell you something. You know, it would have been disaster, and I didn't know this until Dennis came over. It would have been total disaster because I would not have been able to think about Dennis and think about, like, the tape recorder and think about, I mean, I you know me. I mean, I sit on the edge, of that sofa just going.
No tunnel vision.
What? My niece, you know, visited this weekend. She was at the house last night, and she's telling me about, going to college and stuff, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
You're not even listening.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
And then
just watching the game.
And her father, you know, he's a big Red Sox fan, too. And at one point, I look over and I went, and she's like, okay, Uncle Mike. I just went back to the game and stuff like that. But it's fun. At least, they're still in it. I got another game to watch tonight. I'm excited about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, Mike, you realize there are a few things in common with the Red Sox and your good luck charm, right?
You mean Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
You mean you think that Dennis Murphy is the reason the Red Sox are winning?
And I would suggest he come over to your place tonight as well.
Well, you know, I should enlighten you that he wasn't at my place last night when they set the, baseball's major league record for runs scored, okay?
But he got the whole thing started for you.
Not necessarily.
I think if you ask Mike, he'd probably rather have the Red Sox lose. Spend another night with Dennis, right?
If you put it to me this way, that Dennis had to spend every night at my house that there was a game and the Red Sox went all the way through the World Series, I would respectfully say, let's wait till another year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much it means to you.
Yeah, maybe I'm jinxing them, but that's
thank
it.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, I'm just maybe I'll go on the fact that he got things started. Yes, got things started, but
rally started, Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, but certainly didn't need to be in my house for that win. That's right. You know, technically, Dennis was not in the house.
They had already won before he got to your house.
Before he got to my house.
Left before they won again. So technically, Dennis Murphy could be bad luck for the Boston Red Sox.
Absolutely.
Technically.
Absolutely.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sweet like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Let's get to Richie the Jingle Boy and Helen, his mommy dearest mother.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Don and Mike. This is Richie from Nyack. Here in Nyack, nothing breaks the ice at a party like a rousing game of bum darts. My lovely assistant, Rotunda, who is a 250-pound professional stripper and dressed in a gold lamé bra and G-string, will now assist me. You don't have to be a prof or a master of art.
Poor kid. kid.
Anyone is smart enough to play a game of bum darts.
Bum darts. Bum darts.
Flip a quarter with your butt. This is how the fun starts.
That's fun.
Then you drop it in a cup. Now you're playing bum darts.
Okay, you get the gist of the
there
song.
There it is. Right. We were just disturbed at this young man singing
the
this
last,
song.
The last song that his mommy made him sing that she sent to us was a song about the male prostate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, I forgot the title, but it was one of those long medical terms.
Benign prosthetic hyperplasia.
Hey, way to go, Buzz.
Now a song about putting a quarter in the crack of your ass and dumping it out in a cup.
We're just wondering if he's, like, chained to the radiator down in the basement.
Hello, Richie?
Yep. I'm here.
Richie.
Yes.
Shouldn't you be out throwing a ball against the garage or swapping baseball cards with your friends or watching MTV rather than singing songs about prostate and putting quarters in your butt?
No.
No? You like singing these songs, Richie?
Yeah.
Your mom's not forcing you to do this?
No.
She doesn't have you tied to the radiator in the basement?
No.
Now listen.
My own free will.
Now listen, this last song. Well, first off, I don't believe that you know anything about the male prostate. When your mommy made you sing that song, yeah, you do now. Now that mommy made you sing the song, yeah. The song about putting a quarter in your butt.
Yes.
When mommy first came to you and told you she wanted you to sing this song, how did she propose it to you?
She was laughing hysterically and she says, "Richie, watch this new game I just learned." And then she got a cup and she got. Well, see, we had to buy these big quarters because we kept losing money with my mom because every time she tried to use a little quarter, it would get lost.
Richie, that photograph that was sent to us, the example of playing bum darts, was that your mom's butt?
Oh, no, that was our friend Rotunda.
Now, when your mom originally explained to you the whole concept of bum darts, did she actually pull down her pants in front of you and put a quarter in between her butt cheeks?
No.
Ah, she didn't. She just told you how the game works, huh?
Yeah.
You haven't brought that into show and tell or anything like that and shared that with the teachers. That might not be a real good idea.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay, good.
Okay. Let me talk to Mommy for a minute.
Okay,
Helen.
On the phone.
Hello.
Helen.
Yes.
Helen, really? Really, all kidding aside, what the hell is wrong with you, Helen? I mean that. First you have your kid sing a song about the male prostate. Now you have him singing a song about putting a quarter in between the your butt cheeks. Really, Helen, you are doing irreparable damage to this young man.
Bum darts, Helen. He's what, 14?
Have you tried
12.
It's 12. Really
he's fun. 12 years old.
He's 12. And Helen... When you get past the question of why, the second question would be, why us? Why are we selected to receive these horrific tapes from your child every month?
Because we love you.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Helen, do you parade young Richie out to auditions in New York City all the time?
No, not at all. He performs in comedy clubs.
Oh, yes. My God.
Come on, now, really, Helen, I know we've asked you this before. But this time I want the honest, straight answer. What are you making up for that was lacking in your life that you are making your son perform these hideous songs? Because I'm telling you, he is one step away from being a sissy boy.
That's a good question.
What is lacking in your life, Helen?
Are you a frustrated performer, Helen?
No.
Did you fancy a career on the stage, on Broadway, and it just wasn't meant to be?
No.
Are you living vicariously through your son, Richie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you are. Now, we're being honest.
Helen, why don't you, when you write these songs about the prostate and about putting quarters in the butt, why don't you sit down in front of the cassette player and sing them yourself? Why make Richie do it?
Because I can't sing.
Oh, my God, Helen.
I was a music major, but I can't sing.
All right, Helen, where's the father figure? Where's the male influence on this boy? Is he at least in the Big Brother program?
No. His father ran away when we started writing songs.
No, listen, Helen, hold on.
Now, she's living in a fantasy world, Don.
Now, you obviously have schooled Richie with some kind of comedy byplay here. Damn it, woman.
Comedy butt brainwashing is what it is.
We want to know the truth. Really, where's the old man?
We don't know.
We really don't know.
Really? Is it just you and Richie in the house?
Yes. And our three cats.
And cats. Three cats. Of course you've got cats.
Of course.
All weird people have cats.
Hey. Aren't you concerned that you might be retarding his heterosexual
development?
Yes, his development by having him sing these queer songs. Helen, I'm not. What are you laughing at? I'm being serious with you, woman.
No, I'm not concerned about that at all.
Is there any male influence on the boy's life? Any male influence at all? Do you have a brother? Is there a grandfather?
A priest,
for God's sake, any male.
No, we don't trust priests, but there is. I do have two brothers and my father and a lot of male figures. He's involved in a lot of.
You say you have two brothers. They're not like in the touring company of cats, are they?
No.
All right, here's an important question.
Yeah.
Does Richie still sleep with you, or does he have his own bed?
No, he has his own bed.
Thank God for that. All right, how many hours during the day do you force him to practice?
He's taking guitar lessons and music theory and composition classes, so he practices an hour a day. That's it.
Does he throw like a boy or like a girl?
He throws between his legs.
He throws between his legs.
Come on, Helen.
No, he's very athletic.
Helen, listen, I don't want to sound like Dr. Laura, but we are one step away from calling social services. I mean, with every tape, we get more concerned about young Richie.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some... Helen, let me familiarize you with traditional content in some of these... take me out to the ball game. You know, things like this. But no, we're hearing benign prosthetic... apoplexy or whatever. Yeah,
whatever happened to goddamn B-I-N-G-O and Bingo was his name-o?
We are marching to Pretoria, you know? Come on.
I guess that was mine.
Helen?
Yes.
Helen?
What?
What are you doing with that boy? Come on, really, what are you doing with him? Don't you realize what you're doing to him? When you make him sing these songs, do you dress him up in little queer outfits?
No, not at all.
Really? Now, where does all this recording take place, Helen? Is it in the garage?
No, we have a little studio in our house.
You have a studio in your house? Oh, mm-hmm. God.
It doesn't sound like studio work. It sounds like you're doing it in the kitchen. Yes, Robbie?
I hate to jump in, but Helen, what about the outfit that Richie wore for the Titanic song?
What outfit was that, Robbie?
The Shirley Temple outfit.
Shirley Temple outfit.
Oh, I forgot.
That was video, as you'll recall.
That was video.
And also, were there several takes of that? Because when the tape ran out, afterwards there was more of Richie. Like, you made him do it over and over and over again. Helen?
Helen, answer the question. What about when you dressed him up in a dress and made him sing the Titanic song?
What about it?
Oh, Helen.
You don't think there's something wrong with dressing a 12-year-old boy up like a girl and making him sing a song about the Titanic?
No, it was a good fun.
Is there any chance that young Richie could maybe spend a summer away at camp? Might be good for him. Of course, it'll be band camp.
He's going to Maryland next week.
He's going to...
To Maryland.
The state of Maryland?
Yeah.
Is he going to be away from you?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Let me talk to him.
Okay.
Put him on.
Hello?
Richie.
Yes?
How did you feel when Mommy made you put on the dress and sing the Titanic song? How did that make you feel?
I kind of felt corny.
You felt corny.
Like,
corny.
I kind of felt embarrassed.
Yes, of course you did. Good instinct, kid.
Right. And how often does Mommy embarrass you?
It depends. You mean, in songs and stuff?
No. Yeah. Everywhere. You know, shopping centers, anywhere.
School.
Right.
She embarrass you a lot?
Well, sometimes, like, when we walk down the street, she just, like, lets one rip, and everybody looks at me, that's
sure.
Kind of embarrassing.
Sure. Oh, sure. My gosh. So you're coming down to Maryland, huh?
Yep.
How come you're coming to Maryland, Richie?
Because my grandparents live there.
Fantastic.
Ah, the grandparents.
That's good. A grandfather and a grandmother.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Do Grandma and Pop-Pop, do they know about your Titanic song and your prostate song and your bum
dart?
They cheer
me on.
They cheer you on. Oh, you know. There's nothing we can do.
All right, Richie, listen. I just want to tell you something. We're concerned for you, son.
That's right. If you ever want to call us, you know, and really, you know, purge, just tell the truth. Please, we're here for you.
Oh, gosh.
Does Mommy ever touch you?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Does Mommy bathe you?
No.
Okay. That's good. We're very, that eases our mind a little bit.
When you are not feeling well, does Mommy take your temperature?
No, I do.
All right.
You do. Okay.
All right. Now, you just, how long are you going to spend with Grandma and Grandpa?
Most likely, like, the whole summer.
Excellent. Summer. Good. Uh-huh. Good.
That's good.
Do you ever get into Mommy's bed when you're feeling a little down?
I have my own bed.
You have your own bed.
That's his own bed.
Okay.
That's good. Tell Grandpa to take you out to a ball game, you know, and take you fishing and take you hunting. Take you hunting, and when you hunt, you know,
Kill something.
Kill something.
Do you like girls?
Yeah.
Good. Really? Good. Who's a pretty girl, do you think, Richie?
You mean in my school or just out there?
No, like, just out there.
Out there, you know, famous girl.
A famous girl?
Who's a pretty girl?
Pretty girl.
I don't know.
Pretty girl.
Don't say your mommy.
No, I can't say that.
All right, let me ask you another question. Maybe come up with a quicker answer. Okay. Who's a handsome man?
I don't know. I'm not homo.
All right, well, I think you might be, Richie.
We're just asking some questions. Nobody's saying anything about you there, Richie. We just want to make sure. We're very glad that you're spending the summer at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Why? So I can be away from my mom?
Yeah,
that's right,
good.
Richie. Absolutely. Go out and, you know, run through the fields. Play Field of Dreams. Go play ball. Is that, how old's Granddad?
Well, how old's Pop? 68.
68. Uh-huh. Okay, maybe he can still throw a ball with you.
How many guys on a baseball team, Richie?
I don't know. More than one.
Oh dear!
Oh my!
This is like talking to
young Buzz Burbank now. How many positions on a baseball team can you name of the nine positions? There are nine players on a team. How many
positions? I can list all of them.
Yeah, please do that for us, Richie.
Do that. It would make us feel better.
Just put our main lines of these. Go ahead.
Okay, catcher, first base, second base, third base, pitcher, left field, right field, center field.
He's left out shortstop.
No, you forgot shortstop.
Yeah. Okay.
You forgot shortstop. How many guys on a football team, Richie?
I don't know.
Oh dear.
Oh, Richie, how many guys on a basketball team?
I don't know that either.
When you play basketball, how many points do you get for a basket?
2 to 3.
If someone hits a grand slam home run, how many runs does that count?
4.
All right.
Okay, how many points for a field goal?
3.
Do you like the Backstreet Boys?
No.
Do you like NSYNC?
No.
Do you like Britney Spears?
Yeah.
All right.
Why do you like Britney Spears?
Because I like one of her songs.
Any other reason?
I guess you could say she's kind of cute.
Kind of cute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all good. Right. There's hope. There's hope. You know, summer with Grandpa. That's good. That's wonderful. We're just concerned.
What's your favorite song from the original cast album of My Fair Lady?
My Fair Lady?
Yeah. What's your favorite song off the original cast album?
Oh, I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
What's your favorite musical?
Annie.
Annie. Oh, no, that's a killer answer right there.
Get to Grandpa's house.
That's a killer answer.
Oh, my God.
Concerned about you, son.
All right.
Where was the All-Star game held this week, the baseball All-Star game?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have cable anymore.
You don't have cable? It was on the network.
You don't have cable?
No.
Why don't you have cable?
Because I'm too busy, you know, playing
bumbass
with my friends.
Oh, my God. Richie, is Mom finishing the answers? Is she furnishing you with these answers?
No, she's over drinking some water.
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah, it was really cool.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Of all time? Oh, gosh.
Funny Lady?
What? What's Funny Lady?
Yeah, you don't know what Funny Lady. Any particular movie that you like more than any other one? This could be crucial here.
Don't say Yentl.
What's Yentl?
Don't worry about it.
Hold on, Richie. We got somebody on the phone with a theory. Hold on. Now, this is an interesting theory. Hello, Michelle?
Yes.
Michelle, what is your theory?
I just wanted to know if you've ever had Richie and his mom on the telephone at the same time. Because I just have a feeling that woman is either very mental and twisted with this child, or they're one and the same.
Oh, my God, you're doing a whole psycho thing on us right now.
You know, that's valid. Thank you, Michelle.
That's right.
Thank you. Richie?
Hey, wait. Okay, listen. Wait. My mom and I cannot be on the phone at the same exact time because there's only one phone.
How about if you both stand right by the phone together and you both sing a song together for
Excellent.
Us?
Yes, please do.
Sing a song.
So both of you sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
We have to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'll start. Row, row, row your boat.
For that theory, Columbo.
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop
it.
Stop it.
Stop.
Okay.
All right, Richie.
That's proof.
We're concerned about you.
We are, and hope you have a very good summer at Grandpa's ranch.
Okay. He doesn't live on a ranch.
He doesn't? Oh, well, where does he live?
He has a house.
He has a house?
An apartment.
All right.
He lives in a manor.
Apartment.
You go to where?
It's an apartment.
He lives in a manor.
A manor?
He lives in a manor.
A manor in the theater district.
Okay.
Richie, you just know that if anything ever happens...
Yeah, I'll look right up to you.
That's right. We're your friends. We're here to help.
Call Uncle Don or Uncle Mike if there's ever bad touch with Mommy.
Right.
You know.
Or if Mommy starts, making you sing songs you don't want to sing again.
Yeah, she won't be able to do that.
All right. Does Mommy give you cough syrup every night?
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm out of questions then, Richie.
Okay. That's good.
One last question. Mommy never puts makeup on you, does she?
Oh, geez, no.
Okay, just checking, Richie.
Richie, do you have on underpants right now or panties?
I have on boxers.
Boxers. All right, that's a good thing.
Can you go to the bathroom by yourself?
What?
Do you go potty by yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. These are questions we had to answer.
Do you want to know what color my boxers are, too?
Is there a pattern? Is there a pattern?
What? Did you say they're pink? Yes. Did you say they were pink, Richie?
I'm joking.
Of course you are.
What color are they really?
They're purple.
Purple.
With little tiny hearts.
Oh, my God.
And Barbies on the back.
All right. Goodbye, Richie. And tell your mommy that we're concerned. Tell your mommy that you will be in our prayers.
He said I'm going to be in their prayers.
All right.
And my mom said, all right.
Amen.
And Richie,
amen.
One last thing.
Yeah?
Lullaby and good night. Sleep tight, little Richie.
All right, goodbye now, Richie.
Good luck, Richie.
Okay, thank you.
Let me talk to Mommy.
Okay, here she is. Hello.
We're watching you, Helen.
You're watching me.
We're watching you.
There's really no reason for you to be upset.
We just hope the granddad takes him on a nice long hunting trip.
Yeah, you should learn how to kill.
That's right.
I'm normally very anti-gun, anti-violence, but I think your son should probably go out and kill animals with his bare hands and drink their blood.
Or maybe fly him to Alaska. Fly him to Alaska and work on a crab boat.
Oh, that's horrible.
That'd be good for him.
Send him to a whorehouse down in New Orleans. And you should put him to work on a fishing boat somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico.
Absolutely. Then have him work on an offshore oil rig.
All right, we're watching you, Helen.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Stop sending us these songs. All right, well, we tried that. You know, we tried an intervention.
We did. And I'm very relieved at one thing, that he's going to Grandpa's house, you know.
Yeah, Grandpa Joe. That's Grandpa Hobo Joe.
So nice to see you. Grandpa probably looks like Jack Cassidy.
Okay, there's the update on Helen and Richie. You know, just what we think, it's not going to get any weirder.
Hey, Grandpa, can I play with your ascot?
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Kevin out of Wichita.
Yes, Kevin. Hello, sir.
Oh, just fine. I want to tell you how much I love your show. My wife got...
Did you ask him how he was doing?
No. No. People say that to us all the time. Just fine. Listen.
But my wife has got her boyfriend listening to it now.
Sir?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean your wife has her boyfriend listening?
Yeah, her boyfriend got addicted to it, too. She's always down there.
Why does your wife have a boyfriend?
Well, because I'm always at work, and she's always...
Are you still married to her?
Oh, yeah.
But
she's thinking about having a threesome with either her boyfriend or her girlfriend. And I can't do anything about it.
Wait, slow down. First off, we didn't ask how you were doing.
Oh.
Okay, so when you said you were doing fine, that was irrelevant.
Were you assuming that Dom was going to ask you how you were doing?
Well, not really.
You know, I never
not
do.
Not really, okay. See, that doesn't make sense either. If you were not assuming, then why did you say it?
You know, because frankly, I'm so self-centered, I think this is obvious. I really don't care how you guys are doing. I care more about how I'm doing and the fact that my car didn't come with a full-size spare. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two.
That's a bummer.
Point number two. You mentioned your wife's boyfriend.
All right.
Why would you let your wife have a boyfriend?
Well, she needs one every once
in a while. No. Don't give a cute, silly answer. We're asking you a very serious question. It is highly irregular for a man to be... Are you happily married?
Oh, yeah.
And you allow your wife to have a boyfriend, a man who she has sexual intercourse with?
Not sexual intercourse. They just sit down the street and get sloshed and listen to you guys all afternoon.
They sit down the street and get sloshed.
All right.
So this is just a male acquaintance? This is a male acquaintance of hers.
All right.
And you call him the boyfriend, kind of giving your wife a hard time by saying,
oh, yeah.
How's your boyfriend doing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know. I bet he's boning her.
Yeah.
I bet he is right now.
I hope he is at this point.
I bet he's boning right now.
No, he's at work and she's at work and I'm at home.
Of course. That doesn't surprise me, the fact. What do you have on in the background there? What kind of music?
Oh, that's Baywatch.
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 Oh, yeah.
Hard to believe your wife would be screwing around.
Somebody's getting his jerk on.
I'm
laid
guy.
Up for a couple weeks.
You're what, sir?
I'm laid up for a couple weeks.
Why is that?
Kind of like the same situation you had with your knee. I just got out of surgery last Wednesday on my knee, so.
You had your knee operated on?
Yeah.
And I take it back, you're not a single successful guy. You're a married successful guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why, how'd you blow your knee out?
I fell on a scaffold up in Lawrence, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And it blew my meniscus out.
Your meniscus?
That was about 2 years ago.
So you watching Baywatch and trying to blow your meniscus out again?
No.
You're not threatened by the fact that your wife spends a lot of time with this guy? Frankly, I'd be very threatened by that.
Not after what she gave me last night.
Okay, well, that's a good point.
How do you know she's not giving that to him, too?
Oh, yeah. From what I hear, she's not his type.
Were you just adjusting yourself? You just, like, getting comfortable?
Yeah, I'm adjusting my, what you call the polar pack.
Your meniscus?
No, the polar pack. Ice machine that blows on your knee.
So how much time does your wife spend with this other guy?
Well, tonight they're going to fix the tomato plant.
No, I bet they are. I bet he'll fix her tomato plant.
They told me to get a chair and come out and watch.
Are you pretty whooped up on painkillers right now?
No, I didn't take any today.
No, of course you don't.
So she spends a lot of time with him?
Oh, yeah, when I'm at work.
When you're at work?
Well, what do you do, sir, if we may be so?
Plaster and drywall contractor.
You're a drywall contractor?
Plaster and drywall.
Plaster and drywall.
How much younger than you is this other guy?
He's 4 years.
4 years. He's,
yeah, he's 40 and I'm 44.
Better looking than you?
Oh, no way.
No, come on, be honest.
He's just single and ugly.
Do you consider him a friend of yours also?
Yeah, his name's Dan, but I call him Richard. Yeah.
Hey, but he's mainly a friend of your wife's, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't like him, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You do like him.
We go partying all the time together.
But he spends a lot of time exclusively alone with your wife while you're at work.
Of course.
Does he have any girlfriends?
Oh, she's got one, too. That's what
No, does he have any girlfriends?
One, but he won't touch her. He has to work with her.
Man.
Is this guy a simpleton or what?
Yes, he's very difficult to have a conversation with because he's not making a lot of sense.
Oh, he has a girlfriend, but he can't.
He can't touch her because he works with her.
Yeah.
Well, then she's not his girlfriend if they don't have a normal relationship. They're not boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
No, he has not been laid in probably 3 or 4 years now.
Okay. And how do you know that?
He told me.
See, what else would you say to the guy whose wife you were banging?
Of course.
Right? That's what you would say. Mm-hmm. If I was banging your wife, I would say, oh, man, it's going awful for me. I can't get laid. Your wife is just a good platonic friend of mine. That's why we spend all our time together while you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to be out in the tomato field tonight. Want to get a chair and come watch us? Of course you say that because he knows you're going to say no.
Yeah, what you have to do is say yes.
Well, I'm going to go out and watch. I got a supervisor.
Well, you know what? You should say no and then go out and check them out.
Right.
What you got to have to do is you have to put yourself in situations where you could catch them. Like, say, you know, when like he might be over and you're watching a movie or something and it's like 10:30 and you just fall asleep, pretend to fall asleep, and then sit up and say, oh, I got to go to sleep, and then go to bed. And then as soon as maybe 20 minutes, you wait 20 minutes and you come back down the hallway.
Well, that usually happens, but I usually go to sleep.
What usually happens? The exact scenario I just described?
Pretty much. We'll be sitting around here getting flushed and everything, and after I eat, I'll go to bed.
You go to bed, but you don't get up, do you? You go to bed permanently.
No, they usually sit on the front porch till about 2 o'clock in the morning.
You don't find that weird that some other dude is sitting on the front porch with your old lady till 2 o'clock in the morning?
When you say that usually happens, minus the fact about getting back up and going down to see what's going on.
You don't think he's being Julius Caesar, and what I mean by that is he's got the Roman fingers?
I don't think so.
Especially,
well, he'd like to.
I'll tell you, if you have a front porch, you know, be sneaky. Go out the back door and then, walk down the street and then find a hiding place and just observe them and see how they behave.
Well, I better watch her and her girlfriend, though. That's the one she's been talking about. All right, forget it.
This guy's a buffoon.
Okay, absolutely. We tried to help, sir.
What did you call for?
Just to get in and talk to you. And this is the truth, though. She's got a girlfriend
Well, you know something? We're trying to explain to you that your wife may be having an affair with this guy, and you don't seem to care.
I don't think so, though.
You don't think so?
She's not his type.
Right, she's not his type because he's younger than you, and he hasn't had sex for 3 years.
Well, that plus he knows if he ever does, he ruins friendships, neighbors.
He what?
If he ever does, he ruins friendships and neighbors. That's what he told me.
And, of course, that's always been foremost in the mind of the American male when they've been wrecking homes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's the number one reason that guys don't bang other guys, because they don't want to ruin friendship. I mean, bang other guys' wives.
Or guys.
Or the guys.
Sure. That wrecks homes, too.
Okay.
I'm not a betting man, but right now I would bet my son's entire college fund that right now your wife is probably giving him a Monica.
No, that was last night to me.
To you?
Yeah.
Is she a woman that has intense sexual desires? Does she need to be satisfied quite often?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I've been taking care of that.
Does she ever smell like him?
No.
When she comes in from a night sitting out on the porch?
Nah, she's usually fresh. Smells fresh all the time.
Okay. He's thinking about it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can tell he's doing everything to say he's not concerned, but
I imagine they're listening.
We have awakened this man. We have awakened him. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because now you're thinking about the times that she comes to bed smelling like sex.
Call me back when you catch her.
Okay.
Call me back when you go out to the tomato field and you see her 2 feet up in the air. Okay?
Okay.
That's right. He's going to be picking more than tomatoes.
Call me back.
We will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's taking that cold pack off, isn't he? Right now he's going on crutches down to where she works.
Come on out here. Come on, that shoe.
Come on.
Get.
Shoe fly.
Meanwhile, the other guy, he's got the sweetest deal in the world.
Sure.
He gets to bang the girl.
Right.
He gets to spend his time with her. And I'm sure he tells his friends, and you will not believe what an...
Before you hear that.
I cannot believe what an idiot her husband is. I bang her on his couch, drinking his beer, eating his food, while he's sleeping in the next room.
Yeah, good night, Cletus. See you tomorrow night.
He probably starts fingering her as soon as he leaves the room. You know what I mean? As soon as the old man leaves the room to go to bed, there go the fingers.
Oh, man, he is such an idiot.
Take your clothes off. Oh, no, Cletus. He's not my type. Just because I sit out on the porch and talk with him until 2 in the morning.
Especially if they have a front porch. That's a great opportunity to, you know, to observe, be sneaky, hide in the bushes.
To quote Buzz, that's a little hinky to me.
It does. Absolutely.
It little is hinky. Buzz.
Major hinky.
Little hinky with his stinky pinky.
And you know,
this is the bed of Don and Mike.
In this day and age, there's also the video camera, which works well.
I think that's too sophisticated.
Oh, our friend that just called. Absolutely. You just have to, you know.
No, you might as well put a can with a piece of string on the end of it, like on the Brady Bunch. I'm trying to listen like he's got the old-fashioned telephone.
You know, he won't go out the back door. What he will do is, you know, if they have a two-story house, he'll climb out onto the roof. I see you.
Then he'll fall. Break his other leg.
I can't move my other leg.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a celebrity sighting.
Who was the celebrity, and did you mention our names to him or her?
Yeah, of course.
Who was the celebrity?
A little pinky called Richard Simmons.
Oh, Richard Simmons. Where did you see him?
At a Weight Watchers place in Bethesda.
Uh-huh.
One of those Weight Watchers classes.
Were you there? For managing your own weight?
Huh?
Were you there to manage your own weight?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
And he was there doing a celebrity appearance?
Sort of like a spokesperson.
I didn't think that Richard Simmons was aligned with, like, Weight Watchers.
I thought he had his own deal-a-meal. Right.
Deal-a-meal? I don't know. He looked a little overweight.
No, you're lying.
About deal-a-meal.
You're lying.
I'm lying?
Yes, you are.
Nah.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. About what?
Because he would not be at a Weight Watchers.
Well, okay.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, okay.
Good
all
comeback.
Right, thank you.
Hey.
No.
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 What do you mean, no?
No.
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 Look, I like Richard that. Simmons is a healthy guy, and he had some kind words to say about you.
I'm sure he did.
Of course he did.
I'm sure he did.
Would you like to continue the lie?
But you didn't really meet Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You're lying.
Oh, why would I lie about meeting Richard Simmons?
Because you wanted to be on the radio. Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so you're lying.
What was the name of the establishment you met him at?
Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig.
Oh, now it's Jenny Craig. Uh-huh.
So you've changed Weight Watchers class.
So you've changed
Jenny
it.
Craig.
You've changed it from Weight Watchers to Jenny Craig.
You are lying now.
What's the address of the place?
I don't know. It's in Bethesda.
It's in Bethesda.
But you were there.
Yeah.
What street?
Off Wisconsin.
Off Wisconsin. That's a big street. Where off Wisconsin?
Right around, you know, where Leland Street is.
Roughly what time of day was it?
The Stromboli's restaurant.
What time of day was it?
5 o'clock after work.
What day?
Tuesday and Thursdays.
Tuesday of last week?
Tuesdays and Thursdays. No, the week before.
No, you said Tuesdays and Thursdays. What day was Richard Simmons there?
Thursday.
Thursday, last Thursday?
No, the week before.
A week ago Thursday.
Yes.
So this is not even, if this was a true call, this wouldn't even be a fresh call. It's 2 weeks old.
Well, you all were off the air, so they didn't want to saw him.
And you're lying about it.
Why am I lying? Why do you keep saying I'm lying?
Because you are. You know you are.
Hey, what four-letter words am I allowed to use?
You can't use any four-letter words.
Huh.
Would you like to admit that you're a liar?
No, I'm not lying. I should have told him to come to your Las Vegas show.
Right, yeah. Richard Simmons would have come to our Las Vegas show.
You weren't announcing it when I heard the song.
Right. Here's a four-letter word you can say, okay? Liar.
Liar.
I can say liar?
L-I-A-R, liar.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
All right, 420, rock on.
Right on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
My name's Debbie, and I'm calling to let you know that Brandi Chastain's married to the coach of the team.
Okay. Okay, so the lady that scored the winning goal for the USA is married to the coach.
Hmm. Yes.
All right, so she might not be a dyke.
There's one. I tell you, it's tough to get you to admit when you're wrong, but you do. You do, and I like the way you came clean on that one right there.
She might not be a dyke. Okay, what else?
Oh, just wanted to say hi.
Well, hi. Hi.
And,
hi.
We absolutely love you in Sacramento.
Oh, love you. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, you guys have a nice day.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. She did not see Richard Simmons at a Jenny Craig Weight Watchers.
That was such a poorly crafted lie.
Hello, I saw Richard Simmons at a Jenny Craig Weight Loss.
Weight Watchers.
LA Weight Loss. Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Am I on there?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
On the air.
Right. That's why you called our 800 number.
Why don't you turn your radio down, please?
And then he just hangs up.
Yeah.
No, listen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yep. He's not going to get away with it.
09.
I'm sorry. You can't do that. We've had like a stretch of a million idiot callers in a row.
Absolutely. Not fair.
Come on. You can be an idiot caller.
Not
fair.
He's
going to stay on the line.
Not fair at all. Examples have to be made. Lessons have to be learned.
You know, don't call with your radio going goddamn full blast. Go. I'm on there. You know, like it's a surprise that you're on the air when you're listening to a show and you call the 800 number.
That's right.
Which is obviously going to put you through on the air.
It's true.
Welcome to AT&T Wireless Services.
No, he's not
there. Cellular customer you have called is unavailable.
No, he's there.
Traveled outside the coverage area.
He's there.
Please try your call again later.
Oh,
Matt, the cellular phone you've selected is trying to deal with his pain. He has such pain in his knee. Unfortunately, the cellular customer is getting his jerk on.
Where is area code? I'm sorry, the question is 209.
It's Midgetville.
Area code 209.
It is smack dab in the middle of Midgetville.
Oh, I can't even find it on my sheet.
Welcome to AT&T Wireless.
Oh, all right.
Unfortunately, the cellular customer has no brain.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Buddy.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
Well, check it out. Have you seen American Pie yet?
Wanted to see it this weekend. Couldn't find a theater in Ocean City was showing it.
A lot of people talking about that movie.
Let me tell you about it. I'm not going to tell you about it, but let me just tell you. It blows away There's Something About Mary. And that's a lot. That's saying a lot.
I've heard a lot of people say that. The movie's really freaking funny.
I watched half of the movie with my eyes blurred because I was watering so much from just cracking up.
That's quite a recommendation.
You know, that movie was number one at the box office this weekend, American Pie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yeah.
I just have to tell you, you go to movies and you laugh a little. My sides are hurting when I came out
of
there.
That's the best movie I've seen since Band Camp.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Apparently, that's the girl that's
in from the movie,
Band
right?
Camp, apparently. That's the girl that you got to watch in this movie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Oh, my God, we have to do a commercial set. Hello, yes.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right, hi.
Hey, the same thing happened to me with that damn spare tire.
Right, well, there should be something we should do about that.
I know. I'll tell you what I did about it.
What?
It was an American car. It's a pretty good car, one of these great Fords. I had the same problem.
Yeah, another honest Ford, boys. Knock it off.
Twice. Now, it happened twice. The second time, I took it to the dealership, and asked him for a good spare tire.
And if you can't get me a spare car, can you get Cal's autograph for me before he goes up to the All-Star game in Boston? Please?
Are you calling from Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm calling from Baltimore.
Okay.
How can you tell?
I don't know. I don't know. So, it happens to me a second time. I got the same car, and the spare's a little tiny little donut. I said, I can't drive on a donut with a tiny little spare tire. Get me a full-size spare or Cal's autograph, or I'm going home.
Well, I'll tell you what they did. They sold me the spare tire.
They sold you the spare tire.
BJ Sirholtz at the All-Star game in Boston, representing the O's. Mayor Smoke says that the Ravens will be in town to play the Cleveland Browns.
See, I'm driving around on 695. I got my small spare tire. I'm going 60. There's black smoke pouring out of the back of the tire. Who drives by me but my Messina?
I said, hey, Moose! Over here, Moose!
Moose, I got a Pollock Johnny's hot ass milk with your name on it, boy.
Okay, so what did you do?
I was on my way to Pennsylvania. I had another fly tire.
Tire?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I pulled the tire out to put it on,
one?
It was the wrong size rim and it wouldn't even fit on the car.
All right.
This is the dog.